Good morning. How's everybody?
Everybody's doing great. Tell us about your week. Go pretty well so far?
Yeah, it's been a good week. Yesterday's practice is our most important practice of the week. We were in pads, so the work was better than last week, and that's something you always look for in the training of your football team. Every year is different, and you know, teams have to learn how to practice and get through finish practices in the different segments, but I feel good about our preparation so far.
We had Eddie Lacy on the show last night with James, and what a great young man he is, and he also learned a pretty valuable lesson early on in that game, didn't he, last week?
Definitely. No, Eddie's a fine young man and very, very talented young football player. So it's always the little things, and that's part of the evolution of a young player, and he'll learn from it. So he's working hard, getting better every day.
It's funny sometimes, Coach. You know, it's always, we speak in cliches a lot of times, and you hear it, it gets exhausting sometimes, but it really does boil down to that stuff. You look at that San Francisco game, it's the turnovers and the time of possession. It is those standard football cliches. If you win those, you're probably going to win the game.
Yeah, definitely. You got to take care of the football, and you got to take it away. And the other part of it is you got to make big plays. This league is very tough. Parity has been evident for at least a decade, and it comes down to big plays. It's hard to go the distance on these defenses. In the NFL, we were able to have four long drives, which is unusual, especially against a defense of that caliber. But you have to make the most of your opportunities, and you got to generate big plays because that's where the points come from.
You had to be proud of the way the guys kept fighting. I mean, that was one of those games where it's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Nobody got down. It was just it was a fight right to the end, which is a great, great sign, I think.
Definitely. No, we went out there to win the football game, and like you said, our guys fought the whole time, and when we went ahead 28-4, there wasn't a doubt on the sideline that we were going to win that game.
That's the only unfortunate part about it. As a football fan, it was a great game. As a Packers fan, I hate that we lost, but man, what a great football game.
Well, we're going to have a great game this week, and great games come with wins. So, yeah, no, I agree with you. It was a fun game to coach in, but it's a great lesson for us to learn. It always comes down to the details for success.
Let's talk about RG3 quickly, Coach. What have you seen of him so far? He came back last week a little rusty to start that game, seemed to be getting it going towards the end of the game. What do you expect to see this week?
Well, I think you really have to pay close attention to the second half of the game and trust your preparation from the off season. So we spent a lot of time on our first three or four opponents in the off season. They did a lot of good things on as a football team, and particularly on offense in the second half of their season. So we're trusting the film, trusting our game plan, and you could really see it come to light there in the second half of the Philadelphia game.
Defensively, though, Coach, are they going to present somewhat of a challenge?
No. You got to re-ask that. You know how to ask it.
Coach.
Do it.
Defensively, are they going to present somewhat of a challenge?
Oh, God, nice switch up. Definitely. They're a very tough defense, veteran defense, excellent coordinator. They have a lot of schemes, so we'll see some unusual pressures, and we would have been spent a lot of extra time this week, particularly on their blitz package.
Terrific. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck on Sunday. Stop by and say hi before the game. I'm on the sidelines every game. You never stop and say hi. So
I'll look for you.
I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great week.
Good luck, bud. See you later.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.